In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with a couple folks representing the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. We have Executive Director Jack Lindquist and also a graduate, recent graduate, Joe Fanning, who's also Vice President, Bank of the Flint Hills of Grandmere. And we appreciate both of you being here today. And I know Jack had a chance to visit with you a bit last week. I don't think we've aired your comments yet. I know we did use Jared Tremblay's a little bit, but just a highlight of what really the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program is all about.
We have a leadership program that is developing the emerging leaders in this region in a way that helps them learn collaboration skills and building their resource teams to make better decisions and more quickly able to make decisions after they analyze what the current situations are. Obviously, there is a lot going on in this region, and if we are able to capitalize on the leadership skills that they gain from this type of an experience, we can move forward more quickly, more easily, and with greater teams of support.
And I know that Joe, as I said, was a recent graduate. And just briefly, what it meant for you, Joe? I mean, obviously, and I think it's once a month approximately that you get together.
About every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks. Yeah. And Joe, some of the things that you got out of the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program.
It's just an amazing program. It teaches you not only to work with diverse groups of people to come together as a team, and we all know by doing that you can do more than individually. And it's a way to give back to our Flint Hills region, which we all love.
Okay. Well, again, Jack, you mentioned application. It's time. Now, if somebody's kind of interested, what is the process?
We have a website, fhrlp.org. It has a lot of information on it about the program. Some pictures and highlight experiences of the last class so they can see some of the things that are going on there. Also a Facebook page that can help them gather some of the background information that they need. An individual that is interested in bettering their skills and their networks, those are the people that we're looking for. And if they're team builders, are used to working with and being on a team and using that kind of an approach in leadership, they're ideal for the program. There's no age restrictions. We just want them to be experienced out in our workforce. And about a third of the class, roughly, is going to work at Fort Riley. The remainder are from businesses and government entities here in the three-county area. Obviously, the participants are from Gary County, Riley County, and Pottawatomie County. And so the influence of the training, it puts all of the emphasis on those three counties, but we also have a session that's in Topeka, and that one is on, obviously, the state government and working with and understanding the decision-making process for the state and how that impacts our local region.
Now, can a person nominate themselves, or is it recommended they have someone else nominate them? How does that work?
We appreciate both. We appreciate when someone is in a leadership role and they want to nominate an individual that they'd like to see go through the program, which happens for about two-thirds of our class members. The other third are self-nominated, which is great. They've taken an interest in the program. They know someone else that's gone through the program, and they didn't wait for somebody to nominate them. They jumped right in. And so they'll go online and apply themselves as well. And we've already had a dozen people jump in early before it was officially released. And we've got just 20 days left for the remainder to apply. So we're anticipating a nice, sizable, competitive crowd for this next selection process.
Now, Joe mentioned a diverse group, maybe just a variety where folks are from, and we can let Joe, if you want to address that too in your particular group. That, I mean, obviously you're with a bank, but you had people from all different walks of life, it sounds like.
Absolutely, and having people coming from those diverse backgrounds and bringing all of their skills and learned activities is awesome. It was amazing to get to work with these individuals, learn about their backgrounds, and then create teams to learn how to solve problems or issues that may be affecting our area. It was excellent.
And, you know, maybe just some of the different backgrounds you see. You mentioned Fort Riley, you know, is also represented, but a variety of folks there.
Sure. A couple of individuals from each of the cities. Our partners, I guess I should back up, our partners with the program, they're the founders, are the three cities, the major cities, Waumego, Manhattan, and Junction City. And obviously Westmoreland is part of that, but Wamego has been the hub for the program, for commerce and for participation. The individuals that are coming to us are working for the city. They're working for businesses in all of our communities, and not just the major cities, but also in the small towns in the three areas. These individuals are in banks. They're, as an example, Susan Adams with the Flint Hills Discovery Center. We had individuals that worked for the city, the treasurer in Wamego.
Stacy,
uh-huh. Yeah. We had individuals that work in Junction City that are involved with the chamber. And those are the other partners, are the chambers of commerce of the three areas. When you add in Kansas State University, we've got more participants from there. And we also have the individuals that are from Fort Riley, both the private and the division side. The private side would be Corvius, Military Living. And just a fascinating group of individuals. And when you've got that many different types of people that are involved in the program, you're obviously going to have a lot of different personality types. And so one of the early things that we do is first find out that they all have something in common. And we do that through an activity that's called timeline. We pick a point in time, and the individuals basically plot out things that have happened in their lives since that point in time. And they intersect all the way through there. That this group of 24 or however many are in the class will have these intersect points of successes and failures and marriages and kids born and deployments and all of these things that have a direct effect on their lives and also create their leadership roles in the future. And so when we do this plotting out of their connections, then we have an activity that helps determine what their personality types are. And from that point, we take those personality differences and we mix it up. And so every single discussion activity that we have, which we call think tanks, they get together and they're given an assignment, which would be a problem or a project that needs to be accomplished for a community. We intentionally mix it up so that we have four different personality types on that team. And they lean on each other for the dreamers, the caretakers, the gold types. They're all working together.
Not to put you on the spot, Joe, which one were you?
I actually was a mix of a couple different types, but I was on the green team, I will tell you that. So I was one of the people who makes things come together and work.
Okay, very good. And that is interesting, too. I have no idea. You know, I imagine you kind of have a feel for what different people are. Well, what are you, Jack? I'm sure you've done the test.
Well, I'm unfortunately, for some, I'm a gold, which means that I'm like a type A leadership personality. Mm-hmm. A leader of leaders probably needs to be some of that, but I'm also a caretaker. And the caretaker is blue, and that one's very strong for me. A little bit of a dreamer, too, so I have the green. And orange, I'm a doer. I mean, I will get out there and work as just a worker bee and help solve problems as a laborer. And so I try to mix it all up, and my leadership style is to lead from the back. I'm not going to be the boss. I'm going to be the one that works in the back and helps the team work together.
And that is amazing, too, and I'm sure the questions are geared a little bit to figure out which one you are more predominantly. And so that does sound interesting.
They do, and then we have some activities that help them build on the strengths that they have as well. Yes, yeah, you definitely have to. And if you don't have those skills yourself, that's the purpose of the group team building, and that is to help pull in somebody that is going to help better yourself.
I make jokes occasionally around here that it'd be nice if we were all the same sometimes. You know, sometimes you get frustrated with some other folks and their differences of way of doing things. But it'd be pretty boring if we were all the same, probably, wouldn't it?
Well, and you think about a lot of our trade relationships that we have around the world. For some reason, the American psyche is to get from A to Z as quickly as possible in a straight line. And we work with a lot of cultures that they go in circles all the way from A to Z. And that's so that they cover all different aspects of life. And so if we can just absorb some of those different traits and skills, then we're going to be better for everybody.
Now, how do you select your people? I mean, as you say, you already have a dozen that are trying out for it. I imagine that's pretty difficult.
Yeah, the screening process, there are a few things that are relatively expected, and that is that the individuals have to commit to participating in all of the activities. They also have to, of course, pay a tuition fee that can come from support from their employer or friends or whatever. We actually had one person that did a GoFundMe, and their friends helped pay their tuition. We have individuals that will take it out of pocket. It's worth the investment for them. But they also need to have some leadership experience, and that will be reflected in the organizations that they belong to, whether that be civic organizations or whatever. They have to show that they are already engaged in group activities.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. It's now about 9:16, and again, we have with us Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program Executive Director Jack Lindquist, and also a fairly recent graduate, Joe Fanning, with us today, Vice President, Bank of the Flint Hills of Grand Mere. Take a break, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, toll free, 866-776-1350, or tweet us at 1350 CAMAN.